Welcome to Sports and a Slice of Life. And now, here's your host, Dave Lewis.
How's it going? Thank you for stopping by to check in. It really means a lot. Here, we do it all. We give you sports. We give you lifestyle. We give you entertainment. Today, we give you music. One of my favorites, Bay Area singer Angie Maserati. We'll talk to her in just a moment. Here's a sample of her music. This one's called Free to Be Me on the DLU Show. Free to be me. It's always awesome to talk to Angie Maserati. How's it going, young lady?
Hi. Better now. I need my therapy, Dave.
I'm here to bring it on for you.
I need to talk about my feelings and my mania.
Okay. Well, go ahead and sit on my couch and we'll talk. And I didn't really plan on having you come clean and make this cathartic. I want to talk about your career.
That is what's brought such a mania into my cranium. Hey, that could be a song. Mania in my cranium.
You're so weird. So weird, but lovable.
I think it should be a rap song. I think I should get Eminem on it.
You were one of my first singers that I had on the podcast, and we had an unbelievable response, so I knew I had to get you back on again to talk about what's going on. And I saw you pimping on social media a gig you've got coming up. So tell me about that.
I am it's enough with being, you know, kind of shy, kind of feeling my way into it. Now I'm like, hello world. And someone wise said to me recently, instead of going after people, let the people who want you come to you. And you know, it's so true. And I think it's a realization for every artist. I mean, there are people that were put here that are like our puzzle pieces, and us for them and them for us, you know? So, anyway, to not answer your question.
Whenever you're ready.
See what my family puts up with. I told you I am scattered and crazy today. So I will be opening for the incredible Cy Smith. Google her. It's S-Y and then Smith at Brick and Mortar in San Francisco. And this will be my first opportunity of hopefully many to come like this. I actually applied through the club, through the Sean Healy Presents, to be the opening act, which means, you know, I'm putting financially putting, you know, a deposit on the line, and then just believing in myself. Am I making any sense?
It is. But now, how do you apply? Do you submit audio or video of yourself to actually apply? You're not filling out an application like a job interview, right?
No, it's a little bit different. But every artist out there will tell you, I mean, nothing just lands in your lap. I mean, if an opportunity comes, you know, be prepared to work and work. And so I looked at this site called Indie on the Move, and they, you know, break down different categories. Like if you want to looking for clubs to tour in, and you can, like, you know, what cities, blah, 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 or festivals, they have it all, the lists, and then you go ahead and apply. So I saw Brick and Mortar San Francisco looking for artists to fill some dates. I reached out. She got back to me. I submitted my music. She got back to me and said yes. And then she's like, well, what would you like to do? And because of, you know, kind of fears, like, could I fill a club? You know, I haven't been out there with my name for that long. I've been performing in the Bay Area for 20 years, 1,000 shows, but known as, the girl singer from Livewire, or the girl who sings with the girl. Now I'm Angie right. Maserati, and I have my product, and I have my own band, and I have, you know, and stuff. So, but it's a little newer. I'm always surprised that that anyone knows who I am. That feels good when you're trying to just be you and do it.
Hey, Angie, you said that let people come to you, but don't we have to, as artists, kind of put yourself out there, at least put ourselves in positions where people can notice us?
Absolutely. That's why I've never understood like people who are so highly successful, yet they talk about crippling stage fright and like crippling anxiety when it comes to actually putting yourself out there. And bravo to them. Like they push through it and get through it. Thank God for me. I have no fear. I really, like you said, I'm weird. I am weird, and I own it. I work with it as best I can. Yeah. And you know, lately I've gotten a lot of compliments. I take them as compliments. I think they're compliments. No, they are. As people are like, wow, they appreciate, like, you know who you are. I think when you come out and you're not sure, and then the audience is watching that, it almost transfers to the audience. They almost feel uncomfortable for you. Have you ever seen a performer like that where they're not sure of themselves, or and you almost are on edge? Like, what?
Oh, certainly. You have to fake it till you make it. Even if you're not comfortable, you have to at least act like you are, so you can, you know, get yourself to that state eventually.
You know, where we are at as a people is that people want humans. They want to interact with all of your humanity, you know, your strengths and just to be open and let them know, like, you know, we are all in this together. We are all different, but the same. You know, we're not going to be what is perfect. I think making them, you know, whoops, that was me. Oh, you know, something that's kind of enduring and lovable.
But I do think people want to see, in fact, I was thinking of the Joker movie. So you see this guy who's so scarred, and all of his failings, and yet he goes on this reign of terror, and actually feel sorry for him, even root for him a little bit.
Yeah.
But you see everything, and you see the vulnerability, you see him as he is.
It's beautiful. No one wants to hurt, you know, no one wants to be, to feel not good enough or not lovable or on the outside. I mean, everybody wants love and acceptance and to be part of a crew or a tribe or you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
oh, yeah, for sure.
So if you know, if anybody ever, which thankfully I don't get this a lot. I don't really have people say, or maybe I'm just oblivious. I like to be oblivious to things that, like, if someone's going to try to hurt me, you know, with their verbals or something negative, I let it roll off me, really, because it usually doesn't have any legs to even stand on. They don't know me, or I don't know. But I love, my favorite line is, hurting people hurt people. And it's just they're hurting. So I don't know.
Did you ever let kind of stuff like that bother you before when you're starting out, or, you know, maybe being hypersensitive to negatives?
So as far as being like open and vulnerable and everything, I always have been. I am in this life experience to feel and experience those feelings, experience people. I don't ever want to hide. I mean, on my song Love, it's like, I'm a lover and I'm never gonna change. Even if it hurts me, I'm still gonna stay the same. You know, I'm not gonna let life get the best of me, because then I'll be loving on you as long as I can breathe. And it's just, that's my truth. That's my testament. I just, and yeah, I've always kind of been that way. Because if you don't like me, well, then you just, you don't understand, you don't know me. I don't have mean bones in my body. And I'm not full of myself right now saying that. It's just true. I'm a love bug.
But you also have to have a certain level of toughness, right? A thick skin.
That's probably my challenge. That's my challenge. Thank you for putting it out there, Dave.
No, but just not suffer fools and be.
No, you know, I'm smart.
There are times where you got to be a badass, right?
I mean, I'm smart, but I guess I kind of try to work it. I guess if you know, I've worked with some girls and things in different bands who, when I first got into the group, they felt they felt threatened by some insecurities, and they shared this with me. This is like a quote unquote, you know, they're like, when you first started in the band, they thought, oh great, you know, she's, you know, pretty and she sounds great, you know, and it let them, and I never want my presence to dim anyone else's light. So, I mean, I did my best to like support, lift them up, you know, make sure that they knew, you know, they were supported. I'm definitely a girl's girl when it comes to that. That's like, even with opening for Psy, it's like, she's so, so experienced. She's been on stages with magnificent bands, like full, it's just like orchestras, and you know, she's incredible. And I just feel like, wow, I will get to meet her. I'm a fan, and I will watch that show and I will learn from her, like right there, be able to take away from these gifts, you know, I'll be able to apply them and absorb them and learn from her. And, you know, I try not to compare myself or anybody against anyone else, because we're supposed to be what we are, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Well, so if someone said, Angie Maserati is similar to blank, she kind of reminds me of this kind of singer, what would be a great compliment for you?
Whitney Houston.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
If I... My goodness, right?
The Whitney ultimate.
All the way. I was thinking I should do a tribute band called Whitney. Where I take my little white butt and I wear a white afro. And I do my best.
Did you hear, I'm sure you did, America's Got Talent, the dude a couple years ago, Johnny Manuel, doing a Whitney song?
I'll have to look that up. Sorry.
I have nothing, and he just crushed it, and the crowd went crazy.
That's incredible.
A guy doing a Whitney, and you gotta be pretty ballsy to do it anyway, but as a guy to do a Whitney song, it was amazing.
Yeah, I will definitely look him up and smash that like button, because that's awesome.
Hey, let's play some of your stuff. Tell me about Gentleman.
That Gentleman, I love a gentleman. And to me,
of course, you're talking to one.
That song's dear to me. It was the first song that I wrote. I started writing it in New York City on that weekend that I had my midlife awakening, life changing. And it's just about when you choose someone who loves you and sees you and respects you, and it's, you're giving a gift to yourself. It's healthy. It's reciprocal. And it's not, you know, there are different opinions and no one is wrong. But if you like open the door for me because you just want me to feel so good about my, you know, feel special and whatever, thank you, you know. And when we get in the car, I'm going to offer you a mint and kiss you. I'm going to hold your hand. And it's just, it's reciprocal. It just feels good. It's like loving people love people, I guess.
Well, did you have some experience that triggered this? Like, hey, this is what gentlemen yes. do. And I'm going to yes. write a song about it.
On the trip. So I experienced both sides of the coin. I experienced a situation that was very just, you know, desire and flesh driven, and something that was just, I mean, not me personally, but to where it was just, it was more like a physical, and that's where it was going to end, you know, or something. I don't want to say too much. And then, well,
why not?
Because it's not my story. I only saw it.
Well, yeah, but it's somebody else's. So we're not mentioning any names.
And that can be amazing, you know, but it was just so stark. The difference in like somebody kind of using you, and then allowing yourself to be used because maybe you feel that's all you're worth. I don't know. I'm digging deep into the psychology here. And then the flip side where someone is just, you know, protecting you from being bumped by the crowd, buying you a drink, even though there's nothing is going to happen here, but, and just enjoying like the fun and the, and just the, just the, oh God, I love that night. I can talk about that wow. one myself. That was me. The second one. Well, yeah, it was just, you know, met a couple of these really nice guys from Italy, and we're like, yeah, we're going to go dancing. And so it's just like, I had a gentleman like escorting me through the night, being so sweet and generous. And I told him, I'm married. And he was like, you know, it's okay. I respect your marriage. And I was like, my God, you're so sweet. He was so sweet and nothing happened. And he, you know, and anyway, I just love that. He's like, wow. And he's like, you know, getting to know me and asking questions, and we're just, you know, and at the end of the night was like, it was so great meeting you. It was so great meeting you. Next life, you know. But yeah, and it just inspired me to write about it. And then take all my, you know, my other relationship history and experiences and my marriage and how my husband is to me so generous and beautiful. You know, he hates that story, by the way.
Well, then he can hear it forever preserved on podcast audio.
Well, hopefully, yeah.
Okay, we get the backstory, so we'll check it out, everybody. Angie Maserati, Gentleman.
Take me by my hand. I love it's gonna be all right. When you're looking in my eyes, I see an angel in disguise. You're the epitome of love from above.
You for this life, you're my forever man. I choose my lover and my friend. I choose you, my gentleman.
Angie Maserati with us for the second time, blowing up. Hey, we were talking off air, I guess, about, can we talk about the Reno thing?
Yeah. The voice tryout.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, over the years, people have been so kind to tell me, you really should try out for The Voice. Why aren't you on The Voice? We love that show. You would be great. And so I feel like I'm fulfilling, I always promise that I will, and I haven't yet. So yeah, this Saturday, 7 a.m., up in Reno, gonna go and see if their wishes for me come true. It would be a game changer. It would be amazing, the exposure, the opportunities that can come from that. We need our platforms are, what do they call those boards you jump on and it helps you flip, our
springboards.
Thank you. I need more coffee. yeah, because it's a grind. There's so much out there that, and people want new stuff every day, you know, the whole that there's a word called content, you know, that you need your content and your branding and your, you know, where me, I just want to sing. I need to make some money. I need to make a lot of money.
I know. You know what? Hey, Angie, the last time you were on, we were talking about that. When you're an artist and you just love the craft, you love what you do and it's not about the money, and I'm performing and it's not about the money. And in fact, I took a gig and I didn't even care what I was making because it wasn't about the money. At some point, it's got to be a little bit about the money, right? Because we're trying to survive and do what we do and love what we do.
Yeah, we can scratch that whole last discussion about money from the record, because the fact is, you have to know your worth and value what you give and not let other people kind of you know, take advantage of it. I've done several events for free, like as exposure, and they've been great. They have landed some other private gigs and things like that. But I find myself just investing and investing and investing. And then you take it and you're like, wow, like you start to question yourself. Like, I mean, I can get hired. I can be as, you know, busy, but yeah, I need those money opportunities. It's hard to make money off of your music. No one, people stream. It's like 0.00001, which I stream too. There's nothing bad about streaming. But when you are an independent artist and say 3,000 people, okay, you just made a nickel, you know, it's all about shows and touring and stuff. So when you do that though, and you have a band, you split the pie, you have to buy, you know, clothes, and you have to, you know, your hair and your face and your everything else. So, I'm definitely backwards in my finances right now. But 2020 is the year of the rat, which I am a rat. And
you say that with like a lot of pride.
Yes. It's one of the luckiest Chinese New Year things. I looked it all up because I want to know where I am going this year. And also Jupiter is in Sagittarius, and that is supposed to be.
Are you really an astrology freak?
I believe God put it there. And I believe there is a pattern to it because it's been around forever. And I don't think it would still exist if, you know what I do? I use it as a focus for me. Okay, today's a good day for me to be doing this, you know, and you do feel a certain energy, just put a wind in your sails kind of thing. I don't disregard anything hopeful, you know, I think.
Have you had relationships though that you thought, well, okay, Virgo is not really compatible with Sagittarius, so I'm out.
No, because my husband is a Virgo and he is very organized and detail and driven. And he has taken my crazy out of control Sagittarius booty and really influenced my organization skills. I appreciate them.
But are they supposed to be compatible, right? Are there supposed to be, you know, signs that you're to avoid?
There are supposed to be signs, but I don't know. I think there's a little.
Well, you're not a slave to it then. That's all.
I think there's a little bit of every sign in all of us, really. You know, but I think it's fun, and it does give me some direction on days when I need it.
You mentioned all the different investments that you make in yourself, and you obviously take care of yourself on this podcast promotion. I've got a picture of you, which is smoking hot. What's your workout regimen like to keep yourself as you are, and what does that do for you mentally?
So I love to lift weights, and I love to push myself. It's attaining a goal, which I kind of thrive on. It's a release. It's kind of like being on stage in a way where just everything in those moments, like you don't have a care or a worry in the world. You lose yourself in those moments. And so when I'm at the gym and it's, you know, my quads are burning and I'm sweating, and all that matters is that when I go to do that jump up, I don't leave my shins on the edge of the platform. You know, you have to focus, see it, achieve it, you know, and you're healthier and your head is better for it. I became a trainer a few years ago because I was trying to put things in my life, everything that I wanted and loved to do in my life in some capacity. And so I love to work out. I always have. So I became a trainer at the gym that my trainer owns. And I train to pay for my training. So financially, not right. Helping, but mentally, and I couldn't do what I do without my health.
But some folks can turn to alcohol, drugs, food, TV. And don't you find, hey, a good workout is just a great way to purge some mental demons and feel better? Not just, obviously you want to look good for the profession, but just to feel better with what you're doing.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what, at this point, I couldn't afford new clothes if I grow out of them. So there's that motivation too. Your clothes okay. fit. I've literally worn out pants. Because I had them so long.
Well, whatever motivation you need, I guess you found one that works.
Yeah, and it takes away all your everybody get to the gym, see how good you can feel, you know, love yourself, give yourself that hour. Don't out, you know, some people are like, well, I don't have time. 20 minutes, do it in the middle of your living room. Even if it's just stretching, just give to yourself those moments. It makes all the difference.
No, you're very inspirational because you started after you had your family. You've already been married once before. So I think those experiences help shape you. Like, you're more ready than you would have been as a little snotty 21-year-old.
Anything. Yep. I've been there, done that.
You lived it.
Giggled my way through. It's true. I feel like those experiences all just add to what you have to say and how you can help others see their way through it. I won't judge anybody who's going through anything, whether it feels self-inflicted, you know, on their part, or, you know, they just decided to make a choice for themselves and the world thinks they're demonic for it, but they just want to be happy and feel loved. Why would you judge someone? We just need to love each other and allow each other to grow and expand and live a life. No one should suffer through this life when choices can be made to, you know, crawl out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Since we're talking love now, tell me about Kiss You.
That is my makeout song. I have big hopes for that song. It's loving and intense. It's passionate. It's like you are desiring just to get close to someone. I suppose it would be the opposite of gentleman. Ha ha. I contradict myself always.
But you also said that we all have all of these different emotions. We're all a part of everything, right? So we've got the gentleman side, we've got the
not everybody admits it.
I admit it.
A pagan with my desires and my astrology. Jeez. it's just passionate and it's intense. I would love to see this movie. The dream for this song is to be that big building hot makeout scene in a movie. Like the one in, there's a hot one in Top Gun, right? Wasn't there another one? I mean, in every good love show, there's that.
Well, without further ado, let's dim the lights, put some candles on. In fact, let me put on my Axe for Men right now.
With those.
As we play your pitch. Kiss You. Angie Maserati.
Kiss me up. is beating faster and stronger. This is a chance I don't wanna lose. Can I give it all to you or just a kiss? There's a love that could be waiting there. I don't.
I do remember that song, and that was pretty hot.
It is hot. It's so good. I love that one.
Do you prefer ballads more or dance party stuff, you know, shake your booty?
I love to shake my booty. But then with the ballads, you get to play with all the colors in your voice, you know, and do just all those fun little things that, you know, give you goosebumps and, you know, make you feel. So I don't know, both 50-50.
How did you get hooked up with Peter Michael Escovedo, who produced this record?
So in my quest to, I'm so grateful for meeting him, and so grateful for Joey Torres, who is a local musician. I saw Joey at a winery playing, and we got connected. And so he called me to be on some gigs, and then we just started gigging together a lot. And, you know, I'm used to like a bigger full band and, you know, a stage, and, you know, people are, you know, kind of dialed into what you're doing. With Joey, a lot of times we're, you know, we're at wineries, people are chatting and dancing. And sometimes I feel, you know, like you're in the background, which I love it so much that it doesn't affect me too much that I sometimes feel like I'm singing for myself or something, but I'm so into my story and everything. I can entertain myself that way. See, I play well with others and by myself.
That doesn't bother you then? Cause I always wondered about musicians that are in these bars where you're kind of just a background, you know, bit of ambience, where sometimes they're into it, but sometimes you're just there to interrupt people talking.
Right.
What's that like?
Well, so I think that's why I'm about to enter where I am going on the 8th at Brick and Mortar. This is a show where I will get to do these softer, slower, beautiful songs and more my up tempo things as an acoustic set. And I'll get to connect in the way I want to connect. I will be able to share my stories about the songs and really deliver them to the audience and, you know, have us become one. That's why this moment has manifested, because when I'm at certain bars that are so small, you're like truly crammed in a corner and you can barely hear yourself. I mean, I have fought back tears. and thought, aww, like, no, but my whole reason for meeting Joey and doing these different local gigs is to meet my people in my hometown, to have a friendship and everything with Joey and these other guitarists that we play with a lot. And just, you know, to have those relationships in my life. And I believe very... very appointed and anointed that the fact that I met Peter Michael and we created my album, which is just, you know, springboarded everything after that. So.
No, it's fantastic. Yeah. It's a great record. It's a music video involved with there. Are there any other videos besides Fire?
Well, shortly after that, I quit my day job. So, and I've had opportunities, you know what, like I said, I cannot sit here and feel sorry for myself because I have friends and people willing to do videos for me and with me at like no cost. You know, it's just a matter of me becoming more of a Virgo and organizing all these opportunities. I have more opportunities than I know what to do with right now. I'm being contacted to audition for these short plays for this company in Brentwood. And I really want to, but then I'm like, oh my God, I have like 20 other things that I'm supposed to be focusing on, you know? So anyway, yeah, just, you know, I don't want to be the jack of all trades and master of none, because if I hit the dirt, which I think I said in our last podcast, it's my favorite, always thinking about hitting the dirt. And I lacked, you know, if I let myself down by not focusing on what it is I truly, truly want and stay in my lane, even right now, I'm in a few different bands and things, and I know what it is I want. Why am I giving my time and efforts to things that aren't eye on the prize? Why do we do that, Dave?
You kind of have to prune. No, I get the same way. I think about all the different things, and then maybe we prioritize and then start trimming from the bottom. Okay, this doesn't mean as much. Okay, I only do this for money. I only do this. I don't even know why I do this. It's got to go.
Yeah.
And just focus on the things that really matter in your life.
Which is why I haven't done laundry this week.
You know, no, but that's something you got to do.
Does everyone have clean underwear? Good enough. Who wears underwear anymore, right, Dave?
Well, occasionally.
Sometimes. I mean, what material am I wearing?
Not when I'm listening to Angie Maserati music. I don't.
Yeah, to kiss you.
There I go, underwear free.
Yeah, delete. Okay.
Well, what pulled you through? Because you mentioned there's kind of ups and downs emotionally as an artist. Who is it that maybe, you know, lifted you up, and what did that person tell you?
You know, they're not strangers, because I don't feel like anyone's a stranger, but people that I don't, that just take the time to pour out positive vibes on me via, you know, some social media, or come up at a show and take the time to share good vibes with me. That is truly what keeps me going. I feel like my new friends, if you think of anyone, say Lady Gaga, she said in her Oprah interview recently, she pulled through some of her darkest days. She said to the audience, because of all you guys, you know, I pulled through for you, like, because, you know, we're not done yet, kind of thing. And does she know them personally? Like, has she spent time? No, but it's a great source of love and uplifting vibes. I mean, I think that's why social media, I mean, there are negatives, but let's focus on the positives. You know, a lot of people feel heard, seen. No one wants to be invisible and, you know, kind of thing. So it's from my, I don't even want to call them fans, but the people who enjoy what I do, and they feel me. Yeah. You know, even, and we talked about this already, you know, but just being, you know, being a mom and being, you know, my age.
Shh, keep that a secret. Shh.
Right.
No. Your age.
Yeah, exactly. Shh, don't tell, you know. But it's like, I also want to inspire. It's like, you can have, you know, kids and be in your 40s. What? Not me, but, you know, like, I'm 25. But, and just get, go out there and get it. I don't want rules. I'll break them. That's it.
No, if someone is in their 30s and 40s, they always wanted to do something and they thought, I'm too old or I'm too fat or too married or too whatever, and they are inspired by someone like you, that's got to be a great gift.
I love it. I love,
that's a great mission.
Yeah, it is. It's a great mission. And I just, it's really part of a huge driving force why I do keep going and want it. I love making people happy. I love, you know, making them smile, feel, sharing. It's just like when I watch, you know, Sy Smith, in her videos and things like that, it's like, that makes me feel so good, you know? And I love that. Whitney Houston, when I was a little girl, made me feel so good with her voice and just her stories and her emotion, you know?
February 8th, Brick and Mortar, you with Sy Smith. Yeah. Make sure we promote that show again. How can folks follow you social media? What's the Angie Maserati social media hookup?
It is Angie Maserati, M-A-S-E-R-A-T-I, music on Instagram. And you can get everything and all the links and things at www.angiemaserati.com.
Perfect.
Yeah, everything right there.
We're going to split with one more song. And this is the one that I was in the music video. And I've really gotten a lot of acclaim for my performance in there as a dancer for Fire. It was short.
Don't blink.
But
don't blink.
It's actually about a second and a half. But it's a great party song, great fun. And just like you, you're a lot of fun. So woo-hoo. We'll leave our audience moving and grooving and shaking it. Angie, much love to you, girl.
Much love to you and to everyone listening. I appreciate you. Be happy.
Appreciate you. This is Fire.
I'm on fire. Keisha. I'm not trying to cool you down, I just want to heat you up, so just tell me what I gotta do to please you. Yep, I'm a gentleman, so you know how I treat you. Luck be a lady, baby, it's nice to meet you. It may be crazy, but you're all I could think of. We could just be friends and see where this leads to. For now, give me your hand and just let me lead you.
Everybody must have been.